Okay, today's Ducky Stuff, Gimel and I, we left a little bit left over from last year to complete. If you remember, we saw the discussion whether the Dam Tohar, or Tahor, I should say, is considered the same Ma'ayan, the same source as Dam Tameh. We saw that discussion, and that related to Hefsika B'Dam Tohara in terms of whether, in terms of her ability to retain a status as Betula. Okay, that's what we were saying. And we will explain like the Ritba. So I'll explain like the Ritba because Panimosh, pardon me, explains it differently. So it says as follows: Amrav Yosef Yossi Barbun Yachol Levi Patarla Minhada. You can learn. You can come to the conclusion with the following: Tatanina Rav Yossi Omer Meuberet Umenikah Shavru Alav Shlosha Chadashim Meuberet Umenikah. So someone, a woman who's pregnant or she's feeding, has passed three or not three periods and she hasn't seen dam. We say Dan Shatan. That defines it as being Musulek Adamim, and then for she, if she would then sees Dam, she doesn't worry about going backwards 24 hours. But Tani La, Yemei Iburah, Yemei Minikata, Mitzdarfen. And the Yemei Iburah, the time during pregnancy, and the time during Minikah, can Mitzdaref. So what conclusion are we drawing from that? Meaning, Mitzdarfen L'sha'a not. So the Gemara says, Dehu Savar Mayan Echad, is apostles coming from one Mayan? That's it's added rhetorically. So I'll read the Ritba for completeness. It says, Dehi Breita, it says, Lo Tani Hefsika. It doesn't say she was Hefsika during the Mei Minikata when she was feeding. Ela Tani Stam, Ye Mei Iburav, Ye Mei Minikata Mitzdarfin. Meaning, Afal Pita Lo Hefsika. Meaning, even if she was seeing Dam Tahor is the diuk that the Ritba is making. Va'kolkach, the Rabbi Yossi lost Sabra to Mayan. It can't be Mayan Echad, because if it's Mayan Echad, then it's not, meaning if it's coming from the same source, then that Dam is considered also Dam Nidef coming and should not Musulak Adami. It must be Shteman, it must be because it's coming from two different sources. That's why you don't need Sika. The Dam Leda Lachud, the Dam Nida Lachud, the Dam Leda, the blood of the childbirth, and Dam Nida are two different sources. And the Dam Dor, Gamken Mashlim, therefore the Dam Tohar is also mashing the Gimel knot as well. So that relates to whether that discussion, the whole Bahalacha Sugi we took going to read Baz, that whether this Dam Tohar is considered, can be, would that be problematic? Does he need to have Sika? Does he need to not see Dam to retain a status as being a Betula? Meaning, again, Betula for the Lord's Sunday. That really completes off what we were saying last year. Let's continue now. Ad Kami Yahu Hakarat Ubar. So we said a mu'uberet, when she succeeds in mu'uberet, then from that point she can say da'ashata, that's a time when the ubar is noticeable. So the Gemara says, well, what shear is that? Sumchus mishum Rabbi Meir, that's 3 months, shloshah chadashim. It says, afal pi she'ein raya de'davar, even though there's no mamash, like a drashim in the Torah, there's a zecher de'davar, there's enough of a hint towards it. It says, v'kim shlosh chadashim, sounds like about, but it was 3 months. What's that story referring to? And that's when it was understood, they told Yehuda that Tamar was pregnant. So it was after 3 months, so that's called Karubara. Even if she's a Muber Ruach, meaning sometimes Pit Moshe says here, because we have in front of us, is Dilifamim, Yikrel, Ezusi Babanash, they can look like Muberet, Ubet Leda Tahu Ruach. But when it seems to be when they give birth, it is not a fetus that comes out. It's nonetheless that would still she would still be considered mu'uberet. That's the point. Even mu'uberet ruach. Sorry for the cases that we're saying for dea shata. So because again the pasuk says harei chalinu kmo yalanu ruach taru chashishu taldukash. And it seems to me there were ruach taharu that they were pregnant with ruach emptiness. So it's like that's the proof. That's the first one is ruach, full stop, and taharu chashash teldukash, right? So taharu, so the commentator says davar she'im mamash, meaning taharu chashash meaning thinking of having no substance. Okay, now Rav Zira Bar Ba says, sorry, Rav Zira Rav Ba Bar Zutra, Rav Chenin b'shem Rav Chia Ruba. It says, "Afilu rubor shorishon v'rubor shalachron v'emtzat shelim," meaning the 3 months to be that we're saying hukaru bura doesn't have to be 3 months. It could even be what's called mukuta'im, even though it's a majority of 1 month, a majority of the next month, and the middle month is full. Rav Asi Amar, no teshim yom shlimim. It has to be mamash 30 days. But Shmuel Amar, Hen v'iburim, there's two ways to explain this. One is it's saying hevrim, meaning 3 months that are each completely full. So therefore, that makes what are the longer months? There's 29 and 30. So it means he's effectively agreeing with the Ravasi. That's one way of explaining it that the Korbanita brings. The other one is that it means that a normal cycle of months that usually is 29, 30, 29, 30, etc. So he's actually cholik and reducing, removing a day or two. Okay. In any event, the Gemara says, "Ata uvda kamei rabbanan detaman v'lo yadinan," and they weren't sure what the story was. "Im shlosha asar min harishon v'shiva asar min acharon, or shiva asar min harishon v'shlosha asar min acharon." However, the chamesh shleimim be'emtza. There's different ways to explain this, but the point was she seemed to give birth not in full 7 months. Okay, in other words, they weren't sure if she got married, if you like, on the 13th. And she gave birth on the 17th of the last month. So therefore it was robbed both months, or it could even be the other way around. She got married on the 17th of the first month and gave birth on the 13th, so it's less than, not robbed of the first and last month. But in any event, it wasn't a full 7 months. And therefore, what did they think? And they thought it's impossible this woman could have given birth so quickly after her pregnancy, after getting married. So they thought maybe she was zinta, maybe she had a relationship during the time she was an arusa. Now, if you remember, in the times of Mishnah, erusin and nisuin were not done at the same day like we do now. It was over a long period of time, sometimes a year, basically a year in between. And therefore, if she had a relationship with another person, she was effectively an eshet ish in that sense that the child would be a mamzer. So they said it's impossible that she could have conceived and had a child so quickly after getting married. So therefore, they were choshesh, maybe the child's a mamzer. However, Amar Lun Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, Karin Uvda, there was an incident like this. Ata Kome Abba Barba, important to understand, this is the father of Shmuel, we'll get to this soon. The Achsher, he said it's fine, meaning he understands that, says, Moshe says, he says, Davur de Shmuel, the Achsher de Kesav Gormim Vare Kan Yesh Shiva Mekuta'im, that it's the months that cause it. So she had a bit of 1 month, a bit of the last month, and five in between full. And even if they're what's called mekuta'in, even if they are not complete, okay, that is what's goring. It's actually interesting. Pnei Moshe says when he says with 13 and 7, you know, the suffix in the beginning, it was actually literally technically, if you like, a 6 months altogether. But because Pnei Moshe adds now that it was the chodashim goring, like literally the calendar months that's goring, and she had a bit of 1 month, a bit of the first month, a bit of the last month, and we can that, so it's really. Let's say five more full months and a bit from 2 other months, and we've got what's called Shiva Makutaim. So she gave me birth in Shiva Makutaim. And therefore, it is a possibility that it was her child that she never, we have to be concerned she had an affair. So the Amar, the Abba, so Mara says, the Abba Barba Palig al Shmuel Barei. Now, this is a problem, because it seems to be when it comes to the pregnancy, there can be Makutaim, there don't have to be 4 months. But nonetheless, if you remember before, we saw called a Shmuel Hem Boreim. Meaning for Hakarat Avlad, when we say it's Nikar Avlad, when's Kedina Nikar Avlad? He says it's not Mukutim, it seems to be 3 full months. So is that a contradiction? So Amar Abba, Shnia says, no, Shnia here, Karat Oba, Shnia Yiledato. It's two different topics. Harakat Ubar, Lechodeshim Shlemim. For Hakarat Abur, we go like effectively like Rav Nashim, or in other words, sorry, not Rav Nashim. It's not a function of how long the pregnancy is going to be. It's not just a third of the pregnancy. Hakarat Ubar is 3 months, full stop. But the actual birth, that can be Mekuta'im. That doesn't have to be full months. Okay, by the way, this whole Sugya from that we're doing now until the next mission is really, we saw this in Yevamot. I'm not exactly remember. I didn't go over the Shir, so the differences, but we might see differences as we go along. But let's continue. Tamatin, in terms of the way I'm explaining it. Tamatininan, kamei kishuyo. Now, the issue is here, we don't want a woman's called what's called, oh, sorry, we have to be concerned that maybe a woman's called Yoledet Bezov. Meaning, if she sees dam that's not related to birth itself, a number of days, she could be considered Zava, because it's dam not in the time she's expecting it. And then for she would be Tmeah, she'd be a Zava, and she'd have to be Tar from that. However, if the dam she sees is a result of labor pains, then it's assumed to be part of the birth, and therefore any dam she sees is not considered dam ziva. Okay? So what we're saying is, well, how far back in time can we assume this is what's called a dam later, part of the dam later, part of the childbirth process, even though the baby hasn't come yet? We know there's part of it associated with the labor pains. So the Rebbe Meretz says, afilu arbim chameshom, even 45 days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, daya chodsha, meaning the month. Now, I have to explain what it means, the month is. It sounds like the ninth month. Okay? What does it even mean? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein kishui yoter mishtei shabbatot. The kishui is no more than 2 weeks. Now, honing in, let's talk about it a bit more. So, but honing in now on Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Rabbi Yosef, b'shem Rabba, zot omer, chishay lele, dechodashim mekotayim. The law can, nitni shloshim yom. So there's two ways to explain this. Simple reading is, you could just read it as follows. That the fact that he said the ninth month means that it's a woman doesn't have to give birth full 9 months. She can give birth mukutaim in the middle. Otherwise, it would have said 30 because they're full 30 days, correct? Is it would be the ninth month. The fact that it says chodesh means only the ninth month, which could be sometimes 1 day, could be sometimes 10 days, could sometimes be 30 days. However, Rabbi Yossi Barabun says, "B'shem Shmuel, zot omer she'isha yoledet lechodeshim shlemim." Says he understands the opposite. The fact that it says the ninth month means it must be the entire ninth month. Datinan daya chodesha. So that's two ways. In other words, that's one simple way of reading the sugya. How you medayik from Rabbi Yehuda whether he thinks it's yoledet mekutaim or not, and both the shitot here in the Moraim come to different conclusions. But for your benefit, I'm not sure if we did this. I don't remember if we did this in Yavamot, but I want to show you how the Pnei Moshe's reading of the sugya, and I think it's the second pshat in the Korbanot, if I'm not mistaken. And it says as follows. Zot omeret, if you look, it says, Kulamar, demedayik from Rabbi Yehuda says, daya chodesha, but it doesn't say 30 days. Dave Masha, it seems to imply that all the shloshim yom shel chodesh tshi'i tzirich shiyo bakoshi, that the entire 30 days she would have had to be in labor, like a really long labor, right? Lafuke, that shor tifsha tishpa tishpa, I think it is samuch leida. They didn't have like a relief in between. Umidiktani dayach chodsha mashma, but the fact that chodsha says mashma afilu akoshi b'tchilat chodesh. Even if she had these pains in the beginning, and b'achar kach shafta that she had a bit of a relief, we still wouldn't say that to let it dissolve. But belvad provided she lo tirei, provided she didn't see dam via may shopping, provided that she didn't see any dam at the time she was not having these pains. The time of the Milton is a critical part. Darmin do you let it ayu lemekutayim, because we're umichi ayel achodet she ave zman later. Because you can be yoledet, because she be yoledet b'kutim, because she can give birth any time in the ninth month, that means the entire ninth month can have a shem of zman leida. Okay, tishipugari hilkach kol dam, and therefore any dam she sees in that month, if as long as it was b'koshi, even if she has breaks after, because the entire ninth month has a shem zman leida. Oh, then it's not considered it's associated with the pregnancy and the birth itself. Even if it was in the beginning of the Chodesh, then it's Hilka kol adam shiru av bakoshi v'afilu b'tad Chodesh eno ela achmar. It's only because of blood. Avagav, even if she has some sort of break and reprieve in the middle. V'im ketch magi ole bekutaim. So in other words, he has a whole different pshat on this. He's saying the chiddush what it's saying in other words, say daya chodesha means any time in the month that she would see dam, and as a result of being bekoshi specifically at the time of labor pain, even if there's a reprieve after it, then it's considered dam later. How can you say this? You can only say this if you say she any time in that month she could give birth. You'll let it mukutayim. Different way of saying the sugya. And the conclusion of the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Palik, he says, Ifrahud demandayik. The fact that it says chodsha the month seems to be the entire month. Strictly on bakoshi. You know, again, this is the different way to explain it. Therefore, in other words, the entire month she has to be koshi, and any reprieve would mean that the dam prior to it was not dam later, but rather dam ziva. Okay, that's the second way to explain it, more involved and complicated, but I just want to bring it to you for completeness. Okay, now, Gemara says, Rav Yudin baye sof davar ad sheteled lo afilo hepila. So it seems to be the question as follows. That is, Ben Moshe says, meaning, im davke bavlad kayama matarim bekoshi. This whole kula of, if you like, we assume that any dam she saw prior to giving birth, if it was associated with labor pains, is considered not dam ziva but dam later. Do we say that even if she's hepila, meaning even if she doesn't give birth to a healthy child, even if she miscarries, do we still say that? And it says law of shita. There's not the answer. The question not answered. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbanu, Shamit b'shem Shmuel, Both of them have to be, there's not mekuta'im, it's full months. We don't know where he heard it from. So Amar Abba Bar Cohen, Kamei Rav Yossi, Reb Yirmiyah Amar. Reb Yirmiyah said this. So Amar Lechizkiah, no, lo Amar Reb Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah didn't say this. Ve'ik bid Rav Yossi lekavle, and Reb Yossi was pretty upset with Chizkiah's attitude. Says, meaning, oh, how can you say so confidently he didn't say it? Amar Ilu Yoshua Sheakashula Moshe. Yoshua, who was bound by Moshe, decided at that time, he would never be bold enough to say that Moshe Rabbeinu never said this, because maybe he did say it in the time when Yeshua wasn't there. So how can you say, Reb Chizkiah, how can you say that Reb Yirmiyah never said this? So who am I, Ken? So Chazav Amar says, no, I'll explain. In he did mention this. He did mention Hiyakarati, but not that he was asserting that that's an actual viable opinion, but rather Elakinishta Shama Mila Omakshela, but rather he raised it to cut it down. He might say he raised it to say, oh, is it really that Hakarata Ubar also later is can't be Mukuta'in, can't be broken, has to be full? Because why? What's his kasha? Because otherwise, Abba Barbab Upalik al Shmuel Bere. Because in Abba Barbab, if you remember before, they had this situation where a woman gave birth quite early. And they said, maybe it's a mamzer, maybe it's a result of her having an affair during Erusin. He says, no, it's fine. Even 7 months can be Mukuta'in. And if you want to say now, like what Reb Yirmiyah is saying is, if you want to say now that really, is it really hiyakarat, then it would make it the Rabbah is arguing on his son, or there's a machlok bin father son, which is assumed to be an impossibility. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Rav Barachia says, b'shem Shmuel, lo'olam eina ish yoledet ela. This is his opinion. A woman only gives birth, Ela Resh Ein Aleph, Resh Ein Bet, Resh Ein Gimel, or Resh Ein Dalet. Seem to be full term. Okay? Now, what's the discrepancy in the terms of those 4 days? Well, it can be, it might take time for the what's called the zera to kolet, for the actual baby to, for the zera to fertilize. Right? You can take it, fine. So Amar Lei Rav Mana, Minan Shama Rabbi Hadamilta. Where do you get this from? So Amar Rabbi, from Rav Ba. So what's the problem? Machlif b'Rabba Tamanu Omer Shnia Hi Akarat Ubar Shnia Hi Yeledata. But above, we just said Rabba says it doesn't have to be full. It doesn't have to be Chodashim Meleim. It could be Mukuta'in. V'achatamar. Now you're saying that Rabba says it has to be Resh Ein Aleph, Resh Ein Bet, Resh Ein Gimel, Resh Ein Dalet, meaning 200 and between 271 and 274 days. So Rabba Bar Zutra Shem Rabbi Shmuel says no. Koshu Baharbe. Harbe arbe is a lash on the pasuk. Any, in other words, yes, if it's a full-term pregnancy, it has to be true. It has to be 4 months. However, koshu barbe, if whatsoever in 7 months, meaning what's a gematria of harbe is resh yud bet 212, then hareu barbe, then it's possible for the child to survive afilu mekuta'im. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Rav Chiya bar Ashi have a yativ kamei Rav and chamtei mavit. He saw that Rav was. Sorry, Rav Chiya bar was sitting before Rav, and he saw that he was upset. Amalei Mauchen, why are you so down? Amalei Chamarati Ma'abra, my female donkey is expecting, if you like. But I've got a conflicting time now. I'm concerned it will give birth, but also it needs to have a. It seems to be that it was a concern that in order that they wouldn't get like somehow biologically cold and be in danger, it needed to be mated with its mate, right? So there was this conflict in time. So Amar Lei, Eimatai Allah Alei Zachar, when is it that the she that this chamora, if you like, conceived? Amar Lei, but he gave a particular date, Yom Palan. The Chashiv, he says, okay, got not a problem. Amar Lei, Bayihi Ad Kadun. He calculated to the date in terms of where this donkey was going to be, the baby donkey was going to be born. The Gemara says, the Tanich then. Apochetet, sorry, not really a quick question here, but Tanichen, Hapochetet in Pochetet mi Amot HaLavana. When it comes to this donkey, it's going to be no less than Amot HaLavana. VaMosefet ein Mosefet al Yamot HaChama. It's not going to be more than the luni, less, no less than the lunar year, and no more than the solar year. Okay? Fine. Then the Gemara says, Milta Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Pligas seems to be cholik on it. Why Dermam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bekoret shel Antoninus, Bekoret seems to be the a lot of bakar, but female. of Antoninus, hey, tattle ver was passing via Rabbi shall be Rebbe bit Rebbe was mated with his animals, his animals and those animals. Vimena, Shvarim. Vyesh, then it says Vyesh Mishyal Duachsha, Vyesh Mishyal Duacharzman, and the time they all gave birth was pretty unpredictable. So that seems to go against this understanding that when it comes to animals, it's chamorim, it seems to be predictable. So the Gemara says, no, kam beima tmea, kam beima Torah. It says there's a difference. Beima Torah is unpredictable, where beima tmea is predictable. The Gemara says, really, is that true? It says, yadata et leidat ya'ali sela. Sorry, do you know the time of the birth of the mountain goat, cholel ayalato tishmor, or the labor pains of the gazelle? You count them out. You don't know. Do you know it's going to? In other words, seems to be the suggestion of the pasuk here is it is predictable. So Gemara says, "Amale that there's some sort of level of predictability when it comes to a chaya Torah, kosha chaya, like a behemah, like a chamor, but that non-predictability is regarding a behemah tohora, the variances. Call it that. Okay, fine. That's Atzugya, yeah, and that's I think what we saw in Masechta Yevamah. Let's add on the next Mishnah. Ezel zkena, what's considered a zkena? Kosher bo'aleh shlosh shanot samuch zignata. That's when she has gone 3 periods without seeing dam, around the time when she's considered a zkena. When's a woman considered a zkena? When she considered all, the Gemara is going to discuss. Any woman who misses 3 periods is considered mesulekat damim as well. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Muberet uminikata uminikata, the past 3 or not, as we said, meaning just hasn't seen dam. Then also dayashatat is considered masulukat damim, and if she happens to see blood, she doesn't have to worry about going back 6 months. Oh, sorry, 24 hours. Sorry. Let's continue. So ezuiskena, Gemara says, Rebbe Meir. Now, why is it? We're not going to get the skena yet. The skena actually going to get further down, but why is it a muberet is considered Masluka Damim? So the Gemara says, and we touched on this last year, but here we're going to hear it in more detail. Remer says, Mitvan. It seems to be some sort of relationship between the Chalav and the Damim, either like directly related or but the association that because she's feeding, therefore she becomes Masluka Damim. That's a simple way of reading it. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Machmat Tsar, no, because of the Tsar, meaning the experience of childbirth, nothing to do with her feeding. That's why she's mistalkim, hadami mistalkim. That's why she's mesulek hadamim. That therefore, based on those two different svaras, it's going to result on a kula and chumra for both shittot. Kula de Rebbe Meir, the kula de Rebbe Meir is she'im moshech v'yonek arba v'chamesh shanim. If a woman is end up feeding a child for 4 and 5 years, since he says the mesulek hadamim status is associated with the actual act of fading, well then dayashata. However, the chumra is shim not the banana menekad, that if before the 2 years are up and she ends up weaning the child or giving it over someone else to feed or the child dies, then according to Reb Meir, well she's not feeding anymore, so metamemet laet. Already she's no longer considered mulseket damim. She's dummy, you have to be concerned metlaet. She's not considered a menekad anymore. However, that's what could keep Shita Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said it's associated with experience of childbirth and it takes time to recover. Let's go to what's a cooler Rabbi Yossi? Shimna banana maneka. That would mean in these 2 years, even if she gives another child to someone else to feed, or Gamaltosh stop feeding the child, or met, or the child dies, still we say she doesn't lose the status of being a Masulekadami. Dayashata. Vechumrat. What's the Chumrat? Sheim haya Moshech v'yonek arba or chamesh shanim. That if she's going to continue feeding for 4 or 5 years, Asur. It would be only until Adasrim Arba Chodesh. Meaning that since it's related not to feeding, but rather to the experience of childbirth and it takes 2 years to recover, it's irrelevant how long she's feeding. Okay, the Gemara says, V'harid Meir Amar Metame Me'et La'et. According to Reb Meir, as soon as she stops so-called feeding, it is Metame Me'et La'et. The question is when, from what point, how long after do we say she's now transitioned from not feeding anymore? So Gemara says, is that miyad, or look, if she saw katinuk v'nechazor, or it's once the child mamash is already stopped, so it's long enough the child won't be able to continue feeding again. So the assumption here, the reading of the Bnei Moshe is we can learn it from a different case. Nishamin hada, and machlok regarding how long a child's allowed to feed for. The first would be Yonek Atinok Volech Ad Esrim Arba Chodesh. The child's only allowed to feed from the mother until for 24 months. Shleiming. Mikan Vailech, from that point onwards, it's Kionek Sheketz. It's like if it's basically like having no kosher. Okay? That's opinion number one. Okay? Let's continue. That's Reb Eliezer. Reb Yeshua says, your neck, utenek volech afilu, it doesn't matter as long as the child's feeding continue even 4 or 5 years. It's mutar. However, if its child is poresh, then ein machzirin, you cannot return it. The Gemara now says, well, ad heichan, what's considered poresh? Just missing a day? What's a din? It's Reb Yaakov bar Av Acha, Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan says, ad medle, it means 24 hours. So by the way, this discussion, according to the Penelope was reading of what's considered poresh, is also the time it would be after a woman stops feeding that she's no longer considered this Masulekat Dami. If she's dumb, it would have to be Matame Eled. That's why Penosha reads the Sugya. So it says, one thing is 24 hours. The Chizkiya Ravahu says, B'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, at Shloshet Yamim Eled. It's actually 72 hours. The Me'ed Varamurim, when do we say that, again, that separation time is now a point at which the child's not allowed to go back to feeding again? This is again after the 2, 3 years we've said. So it says, Bizman shipiresh mitoch borio. That's when it just stopped. The child was healthy. But if there was some sort of cessation because the child was unwell, aba im peresh mitoch olio, then machzir otomei, can go back. Similarly, and this the fact that the child can't go back, that's bitoch sakana. That's when the child doesn't really need to go back. However, if the child has to, if aval bitnochi sakana, if it's dangerous for the child, then obviously he can go back. Even if it was been a long time since the child was feeding last, Matsinotomiyat can go back. Okay, next. This is now the skeina. The question is, what is a skeina? Because according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, it's not enough that she just missed 3 periods. She also has to be a skeina. So what's the definition of a skeina? The Gemara says, that is, Resh Lakish Omer, Kol Shrignotah Ima Ve'eino Makpeda. Anyone who would refer to as Ima, and she wouldn't be Makpid on that. Meaning, it seems to be that the word that referring to a lady as Ima, in one Hebrew, they do Imale, they do Ima as well, but it seemed to be in the times of this Gemara that the term Ima was only given to a woman who was old. Now, if you called a young lady Ima, they would probably get offended. So it gets to a point where a woman is like, yep, yeah, okay, fine, you know, I'm worthy of that title now, and she wouldn't be offended by it. The Gemara says, really, it's dependent on her offense. You can get, you can get some old ladies who will never share their age and never want to be called old. Okay, so has it is it dependent on her, let's call it her personal reaction to it? Says so can't be. It has to be more something more fixed. So Amrav Avin Koshi Ruali. No, we're talking about it's forget her own psychological attitude to this thing. It's referring to an age where there would be, Ra'uili krot ima, that they would generally refer to people of that age by the term ima. Okay, however, the Gemara says, you've got to be careful. Tani brighter now. Avadim vushpachot ein krinotan, abba ploni or ima ploni. When it comes an eved and a shivcha, even if they reach an advanced age, such that you normally give someone who's free this title of abba ima, you better not do that for eved shivcha. Because if someone sees a child referring to a shivcha saying ima or a child saying to the eved abba, they'll think that the child that's truly their parent, and then you've got issues of yuchsin. What is this? Is this child an eved or ben shivcha? It's going to create problems. However, it says shall be Rabbi Rabban Gamliel krim lav dem shivchoteim abba tavi. Well, that's tavi, the famous tavi, eved of Rabban Gamliel, the ama tavita. Okay, so in that house, in Beit Rebbe, it was different, and the simple understanding there is because they it was more mufursam, right? It was well known who they were, and also who the and it would, the mistake wouldn't necessarily happen as opposed to other places. Well, it is cholik in general, or if you want to say it's not really cholik in general, just a pointed case. In other situations, people could make the confusion if they return to an eved as abba or ima. Okay, Peseta, we'll take it from here next year. Kol tov. Good day.